Welcome to our fourth episode of our adventures in the city of Tolona 2. This time we're going to pick it up where we left it off, with Alexander getting knocked down and some people in the party not being very happy about it. We'll see what happens from there. Enjoy.
Alexandra, go ahead and give me an athletics or an endurance check.
Athletics of 3.
You are some kind of ninja.
Athletics of 2.
Oh, okay.
You get, you don't, because you got a -1, you don't see who, but you get shoved from behind. You get shoved down on the ground. Of you at the table, you all got positive, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so you will actually see just some guy looks like he's messed up, hadn't showered in a couple of days, come up behind her and shove her down from behind.
I'm going to punch him in the nose.
You're about 15 feet away.
I'm going to run over and punch him in the nose.
You're not allowed to bend your arm for another 7 minutes.
I'm going to run over and punch him in the nose.
Yeah, that won't stop me. I'm kind of pissed about that myself.
Alright, well, he's already taking his turn, so go ahead and roll with that.
Oh, come on. I'm going to tap my aspect of, Well, I guess this, I could don't make me defend myself, but I'm defending someone else. Does that still count?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Alright.
Nope.
What? No?
Nope, nobody's put you in a corner and you weren't standing anywhere near at the time.
What kind of snacks were there?
Little plastic things, powdered donuts, you know, like 4 in a roll.
Was it like drink?
And, cookies, Oreos. Basically stuff that these food companies, you know, donate in little packages for the drive.
Drink? Like water bottles or sodas?
They're the little paper cups and the big coolers that you push the button, spout, out comes the water. Actually, Gatorade.
You got a 3 to put an aspect on it.
What did you end up tap.
Nothing.
So you got a -3?
No, +3.
+3, okay.
I start at 5 to put an aspect on it.
Yeah, that's going to be a failure.
Okay. Sweet.
He just, you know, whatever you were trying to, you know, put on him, he seems to brush you off or not even feel it.
Okay.
So, what does Marcus do?
I'm going to go confront the guy.
Confront the guy?
Yeah, just walk up to him. Like, hey, you knocked my friend down.
That's because she's an idiot.
Really? Idiot?
Yep.
I'm a bigger guy. Maybe I'm an idiot too. I don't know. You want to try to shove me down?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure I don't take a swing. He's going to have to start it.
Oh, dear. He's taking a swing. Well, he's not taking a swing. He's just kind of a one-handed shoving you at the shoulder. Roll athletics or roll endurance?
Endurance is +3. I got a -2, so I'm at a 1.
Really?
Yep.
That's it? Okay, awesome. He's still able to push you. That is 2 physical stress.
I've got a couple things here. Hold on. Let's see. On endurance, I've got tough stuff, so I have natural armor 1.
Okay, so that automatically reduces it by 1.
Okay, so it's just 1?
So you won't fall like she did, but you'll have to take at least a step back.
Oh, actually, wait a minute. I can use fists to dodge attack instead of athletics because I have footwork. Let's see if that changes it.
Were you dodging it?
Well, I was using endurance because it was higher. It's the same. So, yeah, I was still. He looks like he's still going to get me, so no problem.
Okay. So, yeah, I'll hit you and step you back. Apparently, Danielle is still kind of woozy at the snack bar, so she does not get a turn. You guys are terrible. This was supposed to be a social conflict.
I don't have any social skills.
It still is.
I guess technically it still is.
We didn't start it.
Yeah, we didn't start the physical stuff.
All right, now as far as the crowd, nobody's going to try and intervene. Although there is a very obvious social, you guys should stop this.
Yeah, I'm not intervening.
That is only a social attack of two.
On what?
On all of you.
To not intervene?
To walk away.
Oh.
If I'm a town local, can I... I already know that a fight between two people like this is normal as long as people don't intervene. Can
yeah.
Be a town local, can they just understand that I'm not going to intervene?
If you're not going to intervene.
Yeah, I'm not intervening. As long as no one else does. I'll actually prevent other people from intervening.
So, how do all my military buddies react to this?
I hope they try to fight.
Yeah, they're debating whether or not to escalate the problem.
Well, so he shoved me and I moved back a bit. And I stepped back in and said, yeah, I'm not as easy to knock down.
I'd like to help Alexandra up.
Maybe you should go apologize to the lady.
Yeah, I don't think so. Emily, it is technically Alexandra's turn if she wants to do anything.
I stand up.
Okay.
Turn around and look at who pushed me.
Turn and look at who?
Who pushed me?
Yeah. Ah! He looks familiar. You've seen him before. Go ahead and roll a scholarship check.
Aw, one.
Do you think you may have seen his face in a dream or in some kind of disturbing memory? But for just a one, no, you're not going to get anything more than that. Sorry.
I'm going to whip out my cell phone and take a picture of him.
Okay.
Nice.
He actually has an aspect of I don't do pictures, so we're going to have to try that as an attack.
Wow.
And see if it succeeds or not.
That's awesome.
I'm not exactly sure what skill that would be.
Discipline to not attack?
Well, it's definitely going to be athletics to defend on his part. Try and get his hand up or whatever. I guess it would actually be...
scholarship to use the phone jointly? I don't know.
Can I assist her and try to keep...
Yeah, either one of those would work, really.
I'm going to try to assist her by trying to keep his hands down.
Okay. So that is a... Probably since you're going to have to use your own hand, probably going to be a fist lock.
That's what I thought. So that's a two. I'm going to use... I'll use my my high concept, career soldier. Just to... use my techniques to get in there to make sure his hands aren't there, and I'll spend a fate point. And that will make mine a four.
Oh, dear. All right, and what did
I'm trying to keep the...
I got a two.
Yeah. Because even with spending the fate point on that aspect, you guys are still beating it. I'm just trying to find if there's anything else I can do. Ah, well. So, I mean, he obviously sends both his hands up when he sees you whip out the phone. Marcus catches them both, probably crossed in front of him with one hand. So you get a very wide-eyed expression. Camera. And you know what? He will withdraw from that conflict immediately. And he'll mutter a sorry turn and walk very quickly away. You guys gonna let him go?
Yeah. He said sorry.
Cool.
I mean, I'll look back at Alexandra. It looks like she's okay, cool with it. Not...
Yeah, I just look disturbed.
Okay. I'll watch him leave, but I'll walk over and make sure she's okay.
Can we use investigation to see if he's packing?
Absolutely.
Okay. I could use guns for that, couldn't I?
Yeah, I would
use guns for that as well.
I'm going to walk away because this kind of stuff happens normally in town, so it's normal for me.
Yeah.
5.
4.
Okay, so he was wearing a very ragged trench coat, like an army surplus store cloth, not leather or anything. He's not nearly that cool. Hmm. But, yeah, you noticed he had some kind of rifle on his neck hidden underneath.
Okay.
See, you got a 5?
Yeah.
Okay. As soon as this scene ends, I'll give you the rest of the info.
Yeah.
But he withdrew, so I'm going to let him walk away.
Yeah. I'm making the picture backed up on my Google Drive or whatever.
On the cloud.
My phone automatically does it, so I figured hers does too.
Fair enough. All right, so they announced the winner because nobody's donating after that fiasco. Way to go, guys. They announced the winner, and by just one vote, Janet the candidate lost that competition.
Oh, that sucks.
I bet she didn't see that coming.
No.
That Daniel's saying that, not me.
Yeah.
Good one, Scoop.
She does really think that she could be married anyway. She can't see anything. I mean, I'm not being anything against disabled people, but she can't see anything. So, how can you run a town if you're blind?
With assistance?
Cooper, I hope...
That's a double one. I like it.
Cooper, are you pretty? I hope you're pretty.
Presence of one, I guess, above average.
Mm-hmm. Not pretty enough for your brain.
No.
I have a guitar, and I think that I'm pretty, but probably not
the
that.
The guitar helps, huh?
Yeah. I'm an ignorant local, so I don't think that I'm being horrible.
Of course you don't think you are.
No.
If you have any empathy, my face may make you think that you are.
It's a 2 on empathy.
Oh, the army buddies will come up and congratulate Marcus for, really sticking it to that guy without even throwing a punch. So your reputation at the base will go up a little bit.
Woohoo!
Unfortunately, Alexandra, they're just pretty much ignoring you. I don't know if that's unfortunate for your character or not, but... I guess the Coopers, were both pulled back, so they maybe saw what was going on, didn't really participate all that much, but,
we voted for the right candidate.
Of course, the mayor, the current mayor will come down and, shake hands and congratulate a lot of people, we'll congratulate both the Coopers,
thanks, sir.
Or, the obvious support. And just in case anybody notices anything shady going on, go ahead and roll a alertness check.
Alertness, okay.
Woo! Positive number. 3.
Oh, God. I'm -1. I'm chilling with my army buddies.
I got a 3.
Me too. I'm fine.
But if it's from the town, I probably won't notice that it's weird.
You that got 3 or higher will notice that they're loading the blood into coolers that they're loading into refrigerated bags.
That's normal.
That's the bags of blood. The samples are being loaded in different coolers. They're being separated. A lot of those coolers are being loaded into the cooling vans as well, but you'll notice that some of them, we'll say, the fourth mile, are being loaded in coolers and loaded into something to do with blood drive. Just kind of your typical unmarked white mystery mobiles.
Huh.
I notice it, but I don't take any notice. Huh.
I'll mention that too. I mean, if I notice that. I don't think I noticed that. Never mind.
I think Alexandra and me did.
Yeah. I just realized I rolled like -2, so never
mind. Does it have a license plate?
Yes. It definitely tries to appear to be on the up and up.
Anyone here have a car?
I don't know.
I don't know. I've just always lived in the city. I don't have a car.
I have a resources of 2. Does that give you a car?
You have that bankroll.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, resources of 2 assumes that you would have, a very cheap car. But yes, you could have a car for that.
Okay. So, Coop, do I see Coop seeing it too?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Hey, Coop.
Hey, what's up?
What is up? What are they doing?
I guess taking the blood somewhere? I don't know.
That doesn't seem suspicious to you?
I guess it's what they do every year. I never really paid attention. Why, is that suspicious?
I think it's suspicious. Marcus.
Yeah.
They're putting your blood samples.
They're doing what?
They're loading the blood samples in that kidnap van.
Hey, Girl Coop, is that weird?
Yeah.
Wait, it is?
Well, they took samples from you guys and they're putting the sample in the van.
Oh. I don't know. I'm kind of woozy from giving blood, so I imagine it would be okay, but I really don't know if it's weird or not.
That does seem kind of strange. Why would they separate it?
I don't know. It goes to a different laboratory.
Why?
For testing? I've never really asked.
Stern, how about we go follow that car?
Let's go follow that car. I don't even know how to drive.
Anybody got a driving skill?
I've never really driven before.
No.
Just kidding.
Anybody have a skill point they didn't spend that would like to learn how to drive?
No.
Now that I have a car, yeah, I'll pick up drive.
Why are we chasing down a car?
Because we're curious.
We are?
Yeah.
I think it's normal.
I don't think it is.
I think you guys are just weird.
I don't care one way or the other, because I just saw Brad here with his new girlfriend, and I'm really upset.
That guy was always a dick. Forget about him.
Easy for you to say. Let's just follow that car.
I'll put you in the Dell or something.
You guys are whatever. Oh.
I'd like to know the samples.
Alright.
You know what? I will bet you $5 they're going to a lab.
Okay, $5 it is. Let's go.
Yes, I'm going to get $5. Let's go. I should have bet more.
Like $100? Like a $100 bill?
Hey!
Okay!
Hey. I bet you, Alexandra, I bet you $100 it'll go to a lab.
You don't have $100.
It doesn't matter, because I'm going to win.
It does matter. You can't make a bet unless you have the money. Come on. Yep.
I would say that loan sharks would disagree.
Those aren't bets.
Loan sharks don't care if you have the money. They just have if you can
exactly.
Get the money.
Exactly.
I don't think you can get the money either. Get in the car.
How about $50?
No.
I don't think there's anything. It's just a lab, guys. I don't see what the big problem is.
I'm concerned.
Wait, so you're concerned they're going to take our blood and make us zombies or something?
No.
Well, then why should we?
Just curse why they're taking them to different places.
So I got a 1 on lore. I know that there's a lot of stuff that you can do with blood that people have. Does Alexandra know? One is not good.
No, one, I mean, one is average. Or no, it's, yeah, it's average. It's above mediocre. But that's, you know, you find that in pretty much, you know, any kind of lore, any kind of mythology that, you know, blood's a big deal. Whether yeah. it's lineage or witchcraft or voodoo.
Given, so that seems like that.
They're going to feed vampires. That's what it's for, right, guys?
Why are you making up this crap?
Because there's no reason. It's just blood. Ugh, you guys are weird. Let's go.
You don't have to go with us.
You know what? You guys go. It's fine. There's nothing wrong.
We've got a bunch of strange things happening. JJ disappeared. They're doing weird stuff.
He left town.
It took more blood than they should have.
I'm not a bloodologist, so I don't know how much.
Look, they take blood all the time, samples from the sun and stuff at the military base, right?
Yeah.
They never take that much, and when they do, it all goes to the same place.
Can I roll a scholarship to see if that's right?
Damn it.
I got 3 in scholarship.
Maybe you're in classes to become a bloodologist.
Okay, for 3 in scholarship, do I think that he's right?
A bloodologist?
Uh-huh, yeah. It's a degree field.
Yeah.
Blood 101.
Okay, well, yeah. Since I did take those classes in bloodology, I think I do remember them saying you're only supposed to take 3 vials.
Yes, one's for testing the platelets, one for red blood cells, and one for... could be white blood cells. I'm not sure what the third
it,
one
it's,
is.
Yeah, it's bloodology stuff. Well, I'll go with you guys, but just because this is stupid. I think maybe it took more. I don't know.
Well, if you still remember, stupid people get pushed down.
I didn't like that.
I'm just saying.
Wait, are you going to push me down?
Get in the car!
And stick.
I'm just messing
up. So, you guys are driving. The difficulty to keep up with the driver is now 4 because they're driving a little dangerously, bobbing and weaving through traffic.
Sometimes I'm in the back seat with girl Coop, not touching her.
Oh, gosh, you're so immature.
It doesn't matter. I'm not touching you.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, you're so grown up. Ah.
I'm just having a bad day. Give me a break.
I don't have a Kit Kat bar.
That's not good. I got a 0.
You got a 0.
Yeah, we're gonna lose him.
Okay. Anybody want to help with any fate points? Or observation skills? Or
yeah, I want to help because I want this to be proven that they're crazy. I'll pay a fate point to point out something to help her.
You are a local.
Yes. I am locally raised to Lonatu. I'm going to tap that.
Okay. That makes sense. So you would actually know that, say, okay, they're going down this street. You actually can meet it on this street before they have any chance to turn. Or, you know, traffic's going to be real bad. Go ahead and get in this lane here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that makes sense. So that's 2. So you get to follow part of the way before you lose them.
So I got the wrong.
Are going to use that anymore?
No, I got my, I'm taking a lot on faith here. That I want to know what's going on, right? So I'm just trying to help push. So I make it a 4.
Okay.
Is that enough?
So that'll be enough for you to follow and them not know that they're being followed. So they actually take the blood just outside of the city limits to a fertility clinic.
This still counts as a lab. I'm still right.
I'm not going to participate in that debate.
I'm sure Danielle would.
I'm sure. The text I threw out is the license plate in case you guys need to remember it.
Park nearby and watch them alone.
You going in this lab or
what? We have a comedian here in the back, everyone.
What? Wait, you guys want to break into the lab?
I say break in.
Walk in.
So the first thing you unusual you will note about with a gallon of milk in each hand, opens one and starts pouring it as he walks for a circle around the clinic. And when that runs out, he empties the other one and makes a full circle.
I just poured milk.
Why is he wasting milk in the?
Still think this is normal food?
Well, I've never been to a fertility clinic. Maybe.
The answer you're looking for is no. Not normal.
Alexandra, have you ever been to a fertility clinic?
No.
I'm just talking
about babies. I can't even help it.
Okay, so why? Maybe it's old. Maybe the milk is old, and they're just getting rid of it. I'm going to roll a rapport. Negative one.
Can I do a lore?
Yep.
Two.
I'm going to do the scholarship. Negative one.
For it two, I mean, you know, they made a complete circle around. It's not a very mathematically sound circle, and milk is not really, you know, the ideal choice of a substance to build a circle.
Right.
But I mean, yeah, the only thing you can come up with at that point is, you know, creating some kind of boundary or barrier.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. I mean, there are some cultures that believe milk repels trolls.
Trolls?
I believe that's Miak.
Yeah, well, I think that third letter was rubbed away.
Okay, hey, Alexander, do you tell anybody what you're thinking?
They may think they're doing magic.
Really?
Really. I didn't say magic? They were doing magic.
Are they protecting from milk trolls? Or trolls that want to drink? I don't. Okay, you know what? Whatever. I was still right. I get $100.
At no point did anyone make that bet with you. It was a $5 bet with your sister.
Alright, fine. Here's $5. Can I roll a resources check? I may not have it on me. I have it.
$5?
Surely I have $5. Yeah, okay, here you go, Coop.
Thanks. I kind of want to see what this guy's doing with spoiled milk.
Oh, yeah.
Is he going to start chanting and dancing?
You don't see him doing any of that. In fact, he just kind of takes another walk, a circle around, looking at the milk, and seems satisfied, throws away the gallons in the trash, the empty gallons, in a trash bin, and heads back into the clinic.
And he put it around the clinic or around the van?
Around the clinic. Now, he didn't walk up to your van or, I'm sorry, your car or their van. He just put it around the clinic, although the van is within that circle.
Did he come out of the van or did he come out of the clinic?
He came out of the clinic.
Okay. Has anyone come out of the van?
Hey.
Once he's done, people start coming out of the van, opening up, and rolling those coolers into the clinic.
Okay.
See, this is normal. Right?
Let's wait till they go in and they go first.
Okay.
I got my $5, so.
You're going home.
No, I'm going to wait and see, because this is really weird, I guess.
Oh, it's not normal?
Okay. All right.
Maybe it is. We don't know yet. We have an N of 1. We need to collect more data. Remember Bloodology?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I know about this stuff.
You do.
We're the scientists. All right, so they finish it up, and you guys are going to walk over, try and cross the line, and get to the bay?
Yep.
Everybody's going?
We're still in the parking lot, right? We're not, like, breaking into a place.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll
go.
All right. I would say, conviction or discipline again. And it's a collective role, so there's Bethany's. Oh, negative 2.
Thanks. Yeah. Conviction of 2.
Conviction of
4. Okay, so the group is canceling each other out.
Mm-hmm.
4.
4.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
This makes sense.
Yep.
Okay. So you cross over the no barrier, no problem, no weird sensations or visions or flashes of light or anything like that. Get to the van, and what are you going to do with the van?
Look inside first.
Look inside first.
I'm going to keep a lookout.
Okay, go ahead and roll me a lookout check.
What are you looking out for?
Anybody that's watching coming up?
I can just go ask him.
2.
Okay.
Mostly keep an eye for anybody that would be upset about us being here.
I'm going to stand between the van and her car.
Looking through the windows and stuff, pretty much nothing. There's no candy wrappers. There's no empty cups. It looks like you might expect a brand new van to look like on the inside. None of the coolers have been left behind. The refrigeration is turned off. Although the back windows will still fog up very easily if you breathe on them from the outside because it's still cold inside.
Did they leave any of the doors unlocked?
Yes, they left all the doors unlocked.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay. Are you going to open them?
Oh, yeah. Let's see what has that new...
Let's see if they unlock, is all. So you are opening them?
Opening eight. I'm going to open a door away from the clinic.
So hey, what are you doing? Stop.
Okay, there's a front door and a back door away from the clinic.
Oh, man.
Or a front door and a side door, I should say.
Side door.
I did try to roll the report and not get you to open it. It's a -2, so we can just ignore it.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's how she's been treating you this entire time, right?
Okay, yeah. Just making sure.
All right, so inside the van, you will see a vial of blood that's apparently been half empty and dropped.
If I pick it up, does it have a label on it?
Yes.
Can I pay a fate point for it to be Danielle's name?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, so we found a vial of Danielle Cooper's blood. It was half empty in the van.
Awesome.
Mr. Bloodologist, what do you think?
I'm nowhere near the van. I don't know what you guys are doing. I'm not involved. I don't know.
You're here.
This just looks like pure sloppiness, and this makes me angry.
They wasted your blood.
I know, right? What, they just dump half of it out and just leave the bottle in the van? It's rude.
I don't know. This is weird. No, it's not weird. I just don't want to get caught and get in trouble.
I'm sorry, could someone just validate me and tell me how rude this is? Because I'm pretty upset.
It's very rude. We should go.
Yeah, I'm going to complain to the mayor about this.
Best bliss.
Well, you didn't say just the back door so far, right? Or the side door.
Yeah. But I'm going to, you know, like, if there's anything interesting there, I'm going to climb in and look around.
Okay.
Does it have does it smell new?
Oh, really? That's my attack with you not to go into the van.
Wow.
That's amazing.
At least now we're finally seeing those low dice rolls. So, I'm sorry, what were you smelling for?
Does it smell like a new car?
Yes. You know, get closer to the front, then you definitely get that new car smell.
Okay.
There is not an air freshener, but actually a clove of garlic hanging from the rearview mirror. I think that's it for the back.
Okay. Then I will open the side, the front door.
All right, the front door. You search around, there really doesn't seem to be much. No trace hairs. It just super clean. What you do find in the glove compartment, assuming you're going to search the glove compartment, manila envelope with kind of written instructions for this year.
All right. On the right side. Is that all that's in the glove compartment?
That is all that's in the glove compartment. No license, registration, vehicle information, anything like that. Not even a pair of gloves. That's all that's in there.
Alright, I'll take it and go back to my car.
Okay.
Because I'm getting a little nervous about, you know, breaking into something.
Yeah, maybe that's just a crazy idea. I'm glad you could listen to me. Let's go.
Alright, and as you approach, I'll just go ahead and give you guys this one. As you approach the milk barrier, so to speak, you notice a lot of flies and gnats on the outside of the barrier, but they keep stopping short of crossing the milk.
I'm going to kick the milk line.
Okay, it kind of just slowly flows back into place.
That's weird.
Do you have a water bottle or anything you can dump on it?
I got a knife. For my fate point, I carry a water bottle with me because I knew that I was going to get my blood drawn today.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll pour water on it. On all the bugs and the milk and things.
Mm-hmm. They're not actually on the milk. They're behind the milk. But, you kind of clear a little spot in the milk and you notice the flies and gnats start to cross over the water part and get in.
Cool.
That's officially weird. I'm ready to go.
Well, they couldn't crawl over the milk because maybe they were hydrophobic. I don't know.
Hey, hydrophobic, but they're okay with water.
I know. Look, blood allergy stuff. It's a hot day. My arm hurts. Let's get out of here. You just broke into a van.
Let's go.
Hey,
so
since you did all the bad stuff, what'd you find?
I don't know.
I tell you, it's no bag of diamonds and guns this time. So, are you checking in the parked car, or are you driving off somewhere and then?
Driving, like, a block or two away.
Okay.
But I really want to see what's in the envelope, so I'll pull into a parking lot there.
Okay. Is your character familiar with any ancient languages?
The scholarship? Does scholarship determine that?
Yes.
Yes.
Scholarship
determines, you know, how many languages you speak. So besides your native one, one for every rank of scholarship can be assumed.
All right. Well, the only ancient language I think she would have is Latin. But otherwise, she probably has like Spanish and stuff.
Okay.
Anyone else in linguists?
Nope, blood allergy.
Yeah, you've got scholarships, so you can know some if you want to. Alright, so you open the envelope?
Oh, yeah.
Alrighty. So there is a pink slip of paper that doesn't look like it has anything written on it yet, although it's kind of got an old, musty smell to it. There is another sheet of paper with typed instructions, and of course they're in Latin, so you can't actually translate those. The ink is still, just looks like it's been printed within the last hour. So that means it would have had to have been done at the blood drive and then put in the envelope, I suppose. The note, basically, people have become a threat. They don't know anything, but they're snooping where they shouldn't be, and they need to be removed.
I'm reading it out, and I saw
the envelope for 5 pictures.
This is a really good fanfic you got here.
Say what?
She's reading some really good fanfic that somebody was writing on their lunch break.
Uh-huh. So I'm sorry, you were saying
in Latin?
I was saying I'm reading it, translating it out loud, and got to the end of that and went and just stopped.
What are the pictures?
I don't know. Let's see. What are the pictures?
Okay, so the pictures are... there's one for each of you. There is a picture of Alexandra sitting in class. There is a picture of Daniel playing a guitar on stage. There is a picture of Marcus drinking. Sorry. there is a picture of Danielle sitting at her desk at the mayor's office. And there is a picture of JJ out in the cave.
Do you show this to us?
Of course, just to be dramatic, somebody has taken a red marker and put an X on that picture.
Do you show this to us?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what kind of funny trick you're playing, but it's not really funny.
Don't let me get to say, you're saying that she put these in this van for us.
I didn't see her take them out of the van. Did you have them beforehand? And then you're like, I'm going to play a trick on these guys and pretend there's some kind of murder mystery thing.
I'm going to slap you across the face. Get it together.
I'm going to... was that 3-ohm fist? Whatever, I'll allow it, because it's...
Yeah, it's not like a hard one.
No.
Get it together, Coop.
No, you get it together. Why would someone have an envelope of us in a van?
Why would they make the milk barrier?
Did you call them ahead of... I don't know. Did you call them and say, hey, let's play a trick on Daniel and Marcus?
I've been here... for a couple months, I've totally made all these connections. I'm in control.
Okay, I got sarcasm.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'm trying to make sense of this, and it doesn't make sense.
Try and take us out.
Why? Why would somebody take us out?
That's what we need to find out. Apparently we're asking questions. I might have. I know. I've been pretty drunk.
Do you have the windows rolled down?
Yes.
That's Arizona.
So you said it's like January.
Yes.
Okay, so we might have had them up.
Yeah.
Up or down?
Up.
Okay.
Mine's down.
No.
For a fate point?
Fine.
Okay, mine's down.
As the sunlight kind of shines, I assume you're letting everybody see everything?
Yeah, I'm passing it around.
Okay, so as the sun shines on the ink piece of paper, sun starts to make ink appear. And there's kind of a sketch, so to speak, although it looks like a very artistic one. And it is a picture of the group that never actually happened, like you guys never stood and posed for a photo or anything. But it is a drawing of the entire group that went on the expedition. The people that are featured are the five of you.
Okay.
The tour guide, the fox, the hobo, and you do see a rock with a sniper rifle kind of in the back of the picture. There is a little X above JJ's head, a little X above the tour guide's head. There's one line like somebody started to make an X over the fox's head. And for more dramatic effect, this will be where Alexandra recognizes the guy she took a picture of.
So she recognizes the
Everybody
sniper.
Else hear me? So that's who you got a photo of.
I'm going
to... So what happens if you move it out of the light?
It'll slowly start to fade away.
That's I'm really good.
I'm going to drive to Black Feathers.
I'm in support of this decision.
No. Okay.
It's good.
We'll go ahead and play that out real quick. You drive to the toll booth where, that looked really run down, and you see a teenage Native American planting flowers. You do not see any signs of anyone else.
Hey, girl Coop.
Social character.
Hey, kid.
Kid says hi.
What you doing there?
Planting flowers. I do this every time here at the toll booth.
Oh, okay. That's really interesting. Hey, so, have you seen Jacob Blackfeather recently?
He gives you a kind of confused look and says, oh, you know grandfather.
We do?
Yeah.
Ah, I see. Seem a bit young. Not much older than me. What? I mean, he's a teenager. He's obviously younger than everyone, even Alexandra.
Yeah, we've met him through school. So anyway, can we talk to him? Report check. So that's three.
No.
Yeah, just talking to him myself. But if you knew him before, then I'm sure he'll be listening.
What?
I said I'm sure he'll be listening.
Where's he at?
Well, my people, don't really believe in a heaven like you people do. So many would say that he has just gone to the skies to become a star. Although there is always the local rumors that he is what you would call a ghost and still walks around these last 10 years since he died.
Wait a minute.
So, yeah.
We took a class with him, not too long ago.
But that is odd. I don't remember being a teacher.
So, do you know a guy who does, a tour bus trips out into the desert? Do you know anyone like that?
That's what my grandfather used to do when he was alive.
Even
to the day he died.
A few weeks ago?
10 years ago. 10 years ago to the day he went out and just, never came back. But,
so he might not be DED, you know what I'm saying, Guy Coop?
How did he die?
And I don't remember. How did he die? He was bit by several rattlesnakes and just was not able to get treated in time.
Okay, Alexander, did you pay these people? This is not really funny.
I thought you said he went into the wilderness.
No, he was dying, and he wanted to be part of the wilderness, and so he turned and he went. And you guys can roll empathy check if you want to.
Two.
Zero.
I think Alexander paid this kid.
Well, I'm sure some of you will remember that when he was with you, Jacob Blackfeather never touched anything. He didn't really notice a lot unless you directly spoke to him. In fact,
nope.
I think some of you were kind of paranoid about it.
No. Nope.
But yeah, the kid seems completely sincere when he talks about being dead for 10 years.
Nope.
He doesn't seem, those of you that got a 2 or higher, yeah, he doesn't seem to have a lot of respect for anybody in the group. So to speak, yeah, he's putting on a polite face and probably sticking his tongue out whenever everybody's not looking. Type of attitude.
I'm going to say to the kid, I don't know how much Alexander here paid you, but it's not very funny.
Coop, I'm going to slap you again.
Oh, what? I'm sorry, do you believe in ghosts now?
No, but I don't think Alexander set this up.
Well, then who is paying this kid to tell us that his grandfather died and we were walking around with a ghost? That makes no sense.
I'm not going to disagree with you. But I'm not going to go blame somebody else because it's convenient.
I'll agree to that. I don't know. This is just weird. And I don't know, kid. I'm going back to the car. I'm not dealing with this right now.
Would you say this is not normal, Coop?
I'm going back to the car. Going back to the car.
You owe me $100, Coop.
It went to a lab.
It was perfectly normal.
That was not part of, I'm going to the car. I'm going to the car.
Thank you for listening to episode 4 of our adventures in the city of Tolona 2. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to leave something over at our website at burneverythinggaming.podbean.com, or you can feel free to email us at burneverythinggaming@gmail.com.
I don't want to go to jail.
I don't. There's a dead body. I don't want to go to jail either.
We didn't.
We killed a guy. We killed him.
Okay.
You know what? Take guys,
and he died.
And you just dial it on down. You just drink some of this water and you just dial it on down. Okay.